Max Rose, Democrats will beat GOP by wide margin in 2020. By Sean Moran on December 22, 2019. Freshman swing district representative Max Rose, DNY, said Saturday that Democrats will defeat Republicans by a large margin during the 2020 elections. Rep. Rose, who voted for both articles of impeachment this week, said, "Mark my words, okay? We are going to beat them by such a wide margin that next time around, they won't even talk like this again, okay?" The New York Democrats' comments contrast with Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, who chairs the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, who believes that Rep. Rose will lose his seat in 2020. Last night their obsession with impeachment finally came to a head, and they basically ended their majority, Rep. Emmer said. Max Rose is done. The NRCC chairman listed Rep. Rose as one of the many vulnerable 2018 swing district Democrats that will lose re-election in 2020. Rep. Rose represents one of the 13 congressional districts that President Donald Trump won during the 2016 presidential election by more than 6%. Republicans only need to flip roughly 20 congressional districts during the 2020 congressional elections to retake the House majority. New York State Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis said that Rep. Rose was showing his true colors by backing impeachment. Malliotakis told Breitbart News Sunday host Matthew Boyle. A while back he had said that he wasn't going to support impeachment. In fact, he wrote a lengthy op-ed in our local paper saying how it would be very divisive for our country, said Malliotakis. He warned the Democrats not to take it this route. He also said that we should be focusing on the more important things. However, fast forward about a week later. He flipped, after getting some pressure it seems, then he flipped and said that he was going to support the inquiry and follow the facts. And now, just on Friday, he announced that he is indeed going to support the impeachment of our president with no facts, no witnesses. It really is unbelievable that he has went from one extreme to the other. But it was not as unbelievable if you think about his whole record. She added that Rep. Rose is showing his true colors as a left-wing progressive. Malliotakis said that when she ran against Mayor Bill de Blasio in 2017, she received 67% of the vote in Rose's district. Malliotakis added that impeachment is very much not what people in his district want to see. As a matter of fact, his district, as you know, President Trump won it with double digits, and that's why we're going to take this district back in November of 2020. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.